C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking... Okay.
If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R, okay.
So just go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry can't stay, I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes. She knew a sailor who had been to war. She never even knew a sailor before. She never even knew his name. He'd come to town and he would pound it for a couple of days. And then he'd sail across the bubbling waves. And those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun. Thank you.
I'm still a slave. What kid for you? I live in this cave. What do I do? I'm still a slave. Working for you. I live in this cave. What do I do? I'm still a slave. Working for you. I live in this cave.
All right, so that was Tanetta from his compilation album called 777. Tanetta's back in a big way on Facebook. He is somehow flouting the rules of Facebook in many different ways, and he's up there. And he is one of the most prolific artists I know of. He is always putting up new songs and little clips. He is just so productive. And he has a new campaign song for Olivia Chow. I'm sure she's appreciating that. Tanetta, a true original. That was the song Still a Slave. Before that, we heard the great Harry Nilsson from his 1971 album, Nilsson Schmilsson. That was the song Gotta Get Up. Great, great song. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Today on the show, I'm going to get a phone call from Jarrett Sampson of the band. He's in, well, Tough Age is his big band right now, formerly of Korean Gut, also in Watermelon, formerly of Apollo Ghosts. He is everywhere in Vancouver for a few more days, because he's about to move to Toronto with his beloved partner, Penny Clark, former president here at CITR. They're picking up and heading east. So before that happens, he's got a crazy schedule, but he's fit in a little phone call here to tell us about some of his plans. The art show tonight at Horses, and a big to-do tomorrow night, and lots of great stuff. So we'll talk to him about that in just a few minutes. But before that, we're going to hear the band Viet Cong. They're from Calgary. Many of the members of Viet Cong used to be in Women, and this is their new project. they have a record coming out on, I believe it's Jaguar. It's a self-titled album coming out in January, and the new song is called Continental Shelf. This is their new single. It's pretty great. Let's give it a listen. Here we go, Viet Cong.
You'll be
All right, so that was Alex Calder, formerly a Makeout Videotape, and now an artist in his own right. And that was from his new album, Strange Dreams, a concept album about the Edmonton Oilers. And that was the song Life Purpose, featuring Caitlin Loney from Free Love Fenner. Great stuff. Before that, we heard Montreal's Tops from their album Picture You Staring Outside. A bit of a No One Compares to You kind of vibe there. Much appreciated. No less. Before that, we heard Une Blonde from Calgary from their recent album Tenant. That was the song Anything. And at the top, we heard Viet Cong from their new self-titled album coming out later this year. That was the song Continental Shelf. And if you like what you heard, they're going to be playing at the Korean Cultural Center as a part of Beatroot's 5th anniversary party in November. So look that up. I now have the distinct pleasure of welcoming Jarrett Sampson to the air. Hello, Jarrett.
Oh, Jarrett Sampson. Yeah, hey.
Jarrett, hey. How are you?
Oh, you know how it is, Duncan. life rolls on, whether you want it to or not.
So you are, you grew up in Vancouver?
I grew up, yeah. I was born in Winnipeg, but I never really lived there. Just
right.
Visited in youth, but yeah, lived here the rest of that life.
And you are pulling up stakes?
Pulling up, hitching up the old wagon. Moving out east.
And so you've got a lot planned for this short time that you have before you're going. So what are some of the things that you've got going on in the mix right now?
Yeah, I saw you yesterday. We mentioned that. I was like, oh yeah, we went on tour, and so we got back from a little tour on Monday and played a show on Monday. And then in the days since then, I've been prepping my art show. I have an art show opening in the Gallery at Horses Records tonight called You Can Do Better Than Me. It's going to be up for about a month. We have a going away party tomorrow and a tape release for my partner Penny's band, The Drearies, at the undisclosed location that
mm-hmm,
is
mm-hmm.
the same always if you don't disclose it. come on. People are not getting this. And everyone knows where it is.
Yeah.
You definitely know. It's not secret location, put it that way.
Yeah, right.
So we're doing that. We're doing a big show on the Friday for the Drearies tape release with all of our friends that we wanted to see before they left. So Jay Arner, Harsh Words, Love Cuts, my band Korean Guts going to play for the real final time, and Rose Melberg's new band Knife Pleats as well. So that's what we're going to do then. And then also Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're finishing up recording the next Tough Age record with Felix Fung at Little Red Sounds.
Yeah.
So that's going to be coming out early 2015.
Bonkers.
So yeah, it's pretty dumb. Plus I'm trying to, actually move.
Yeah. well, I appreciate you fitting in the call.
So the
art show tonight I wanted to ask you about, because it you know, you are you seem to be kind of like taking the piss out of the pomp and circumstance of a gallery gala kind of thing. What are you hoping to accomplish with your art show tonight?
Well, the thing for me was just born out of going to so many galleries, and it was when I was on tour with Collapsing Opposites in like 2010. We were in Europe, and so naturally you go to art galleries. And we'd go, and I'd just see modern art pieces and stuff, and it would be like a living room set up. And I'd be like, oh, that's neat. I actually like this. But there'd be a big fence around it, you know, please do not enter living room.
Right.
And I was like, well, why would you make a living space? And I understand it's commentary, but it's immediately the art is diminished by having this barrier reminding me that I'm viewing a piece of art. Like, it becomes a cycle of just, like, diminishing returns. So I became really obsessed with the idea of just, like, that whole disconnect where an artist, and you see it in people, you know, I've been complaining about this a lot because I complain, where you see people who are just waiting to get that first little sliver of success, even if it's in a microcosm of a microcosm in a small city, so that they can treat other people like dirt. And that's such an artist patron sort of thing right away, where when you're viewing art, you're put below the artist, like they're showing their pieces to you. And I was like, I'm happy with a lot of my stuff I've done, but I'm not anything special. I'm not a person. Like, I'm just a person. I make things. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. So I just really wanted to do a show where, I mean, I'm not necessarily inviting people to destroy them, but it's primarily a visual show still. Like my collage work and things I've done over the years, making posters or album covers and stuff like that, which I've done, but I've just never sort of put all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I just sort of having those, but there also be, you know, a giant bucket of all the stuff I never used and some scissors and glue. So if you see a piece and you think that you can add to it or make it better, you can add to it. If you see something that you don't like, you can tear it off. Like, you can change it. You could even go so far as to recurate how things are hung. Like, if you think something's in a bad position, people are invited to move them around and put them in a way that they like better. And then there's as well an interactive piece featuring the lowest point of my life where you can play my game of Star Ocean 2 Second Story that I abandoned midway and never completed. So you can literally get farther than I ever did in my life in something. So it's just the idea of that, where I'm just like, I'm a guy, you know?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want people to feel comfortable, and I want people just to see that it's nothing. There's going to be a big box of free stuff as well, of just all the failures of my records that I put out over the years, the millions that are lying around that people can freely take from or smash or step on, you know. Everything's disposable. My life is disposable at this point.
Right. Well, I don't know how to follow that, but it seems like you really embrace like the DIY spirit and like the do it now spirit. I mean, you are also a playwright. You've had plays mounted at Little Mountain, and I think a lot of people would kind of self-censor themselves or worry that it's just not quite right. But I think there's something commendable to just like, I'm going to do this. Like, maybe I'm not a fancy artist, but I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to have my art show before I leave town.
Yeah, I've wanted to do it for years, and it's just been a matter of never really launching it. I've just never really drawn attention. It's the same thing. I like doing a lot of different things, so I've never really felt comfortable calling myself anything. Mm-hmm. I don't call myself a musician. Like, I don't. I said I worked at the comic book store, and now I say I'm unemployed. That's right. Just how it is.
Yeah.
And it's the same idea where I feel like I've been doing art for a long time, and I've done art people have seen, I've done covers, I've done posters and stuff like that, but I've never really put my name on it or made a thing about it. Even like, you know, the Tough Age album cover,
mm-hmm.
like I made the collage and I didn't give a credit or anything like that, because for me I was just putting together comic artist work I couldn't track down all the artists because it's near impossible.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to claim ownership over that. So, I have a lot of weird hang-ups that have prevented me from usually being like, look at what I did. Look at me. Which is weird because I am also really like that. but it's sort of in a grandstanding way. When it comes down to it, I'm pretty horribly insecure, and I just sort of like hope people like it, but I don't want them to see it. And it's the same nature of, you know, when I would release stuff on Geographing, most of the time it would be different hand-done covers. So everyone has separate cover, but the number that I documented is I could count on one hand. Like, I just made them, and I'd be like, I'm happy with that. And then someone has it, and maybe they still have it, but I never kept a record of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a great event. And Chris is going to be – well, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be stuffy.
We'll see. Yeah, light refreshments.
Yeah.
Ryan McCormick, Collapsing Office, is going to play some songs, which he hasn't done in a long time. Really happy with that.
Yeah.
And Chris Terrific, Chris Terrific and I have a special little duet planned. We always talked about doing before I left, so that'll be happening tonight. And then my friend Rob doing his new Smooth Effects project, a little out of place. And
he was
then
on here
I'm going to embarrass myself at the end of the evening. So there you go.
That's great. And then, the big to-do at the undisclosed location tomorrow night. I hear it's a barbecue, but
It is not a barbecue.
Okay.
There's no barbecue.
All right.
We, years too late, and after all my friends urging me, Penny and I both became obsessed with the best show on WFMU.
Yeah.
And by the last 6 months. Yeah, it's the greatest thing.
You heard about the box set this morning?
I did, yeah. It already got leaked, the Numero Group box set, the CD box set, yeah.
The whole thing got leaked?
Hmm?
The whole thing got leaked?
Well, no, it got leaked that it was happening.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
There was just a big announcement on Pitchfork today. And
Yeah. And it was the second biggest thing. Anyway, so that's wonderful. I mean, I'll be buying that. It's the best. So there's a really classic best show segment that's Tom and Paul F. Tompkins just dismantling the Gathering of the Juggalos commercial. It's just like 25 minutes of them ripping apart a minute and a half advertisement for this event. And one of the big things there is that there's an event called Violent J's Beach Boys Barbecue Blowout Bash Blast,
right.
Which is like the full title, which is so amazing. We're like, that, like, were the Beach
Boys? Of course.
I think they're like, is Mike Love there? Like, what's going on? So we were like, what better way? We'll throw our own party. Jared and Penny's Beach Boys barbecue blow up bash blast. But it's not at the beach, and there's no barbecue, and no. There'll be no Beach Boys. I might be able to, who knows, maybe we could still get Mike Love.
That's true. He'll do anything for money.
He comes cheap.
We'll see. I totally didn't get that reference, but it looked like something.
Most people did
yeah.
not.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. And then the recording session. So what? How are the going well? I mean, you're just cramming it in between everything else?
Cramming it in. We finished like 4 or 5 songs for the record.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going in. We work pretty fast, and Felix works really fast, and him and I sort of, you know, the people I work with to record are Jay Arner and Felix, and both of them, we sort of understand what we're going for, and I can trust them when I'm wrong to call me on it,
mm-hmm.
and they trust me enough to have input. So they're both really easy to work with, so it streamlines it a lot. I'm not, you know, I'd rather have something finished and have things I'm unhappy with and have it out there than to work on something for years that that I'm then like, yeah, satisfied.
Right.
Because you're never, then you're 6 months later, you'll listen to it and be like, oh,
yeah.
God.
You'll never win.
No, you'll never win. You'll never win in this life. So just give up.
And put it out there.
Give up, everybody, on CITR's airwaves. Just quit.
Well,
I mean, do what you want.
This is not the last time that this year that you'll be playing in town, though. There is another chance to see Tough Age.
Yeah, we're going to be back in November, even though we're back a month later. November 22nd, we're playing at the Rickshaw opening up for Mudhoney, which is pretty
Penny
awesome.
Must be very stoked about that.
Yep, pretty stoked on that over here. And then we'll be at the Mint Records Christmas show
this
week as well. I think we're special guests on that poster. But
okay.
But we're definitely, I mean, everyone knows we'll be there.
Yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, that's the next Saturday, I think.
The 29th.
Yeah, yeah.
At, I think it's at the Biltmore, I believe.
I think the Electric Owl.
Electric Owl, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't even know.
No.
I'm on the label, I don't know.
I've been invited back to DJ. That's the...
Oh, there you go. There you are.
It's my one DJ gig a year. So that's fun. Well, anything else you'd like to add, Jared?
Not really. Thanks, Duncan.
You're
a wonderful man. You've always been very, very supportive and welcoming of me wasting your time. So thank you for your years of that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being a great pal and all the great music and other art that you've given us. I mean that sincerely. So go out tonight. Horses Records Thursday tonight, and then tomorrow night.
It's up for the month, so you can wander in whenever
you
want. Go buy records from them.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people.
They sure are. All right, and you lined up a request ahead of time.
I did. I wanted you to play this Toy Love song. Everyone knows I love Chris Knox. And the song Swimming Pool, which is really about, just acknowledging. It's you'll hear in the lyrics, but it's about, don't let outward sources tell you that you're no good. And, don't let those who are in the ground drag you down because you can never match their genius, quote unquote. So, it's my favorite band, singing about things relevant to me and what I'm doing.
Perfect. All right, thanks so much, Jared.
All right, thanks, Duncan.
All right, take care.
Bye. I believe that
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Tambor Concerts presents Pins with special guest Watermelon. From the UK, Pins play this Wednesday, October 15th at the Electric Owl to support their debut full-length Girls Like Us. Tickets are $10 at ticketweb.ca, also available at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
stole money from me.
That man
was gone when he got married.
That church
told that girl to dump me.
That ex
told the world everything.
That man
said I'd be on the bill.
That prick
took all my posters down.
That girl,
she won't talk to me still.
That prop
was convinced I would fail. I can't carry that.
Bad friend
always hated my song. Last on purpose.
That man
only plays with their friends.
That girl
doesn't know what no is.
That friend
gave the world's worst advice.
That guy,
and that's when he needs a ride.
That boy
wanted me out of my clothes.
That girl
kissed him while I drove them home. I can't carry that.
Right. That was Chris Horrific from his 7-inch Bible Beats. That was the song I Can't Carry That. Oh, such a great number. And featuring Jay Arner on drums and Jarrett on bass. And if you want to see Chris Horrific, he'll be playing tonight at Horses Records as a part of Jarrett's art show, You Can Do Better Than Me. And it is also Chris Horrific's birthday on Saturday. So if you see him this weekend, buy him a beer. Wish him a happy birthday. Before that, we heard the Drearys with their, I think it might be a demo, their song Potato Man. They have their tape release on Friday night. That's Penny Clark and who else is in the band? I can only remember Facebook fake names. I can't remember real names. Oh, well, there's other people that are in that band. They're great, and you should check them out. Before that, we heard Korean Gut from their Mammoth Cave Records 7-inch. That was the song If You Want. I'm struggling. That was the song If You Want. And before that, we heard at the top Swimming Pool from 1980 from the self-titled album by Toy Love, and that's from the reissue that Flying Nun and Captured Tracks are putting out, which apparently is a great improvement over the mixing on the 1980 version. Good stuff. Speaking of birthdays, my friend Patrick is also having a birthday this weekend, and he made a musical request. Unfortunately, that request disappeared from the internet, sung by a guy named Stevie Dinner. And he had posted something, it disappeared. So I'm going to play another Stevie Dinner song. Stevie Dinner is from New Jersey, and he's a bit of a weirdo. And this is the song, I Don't Want to Go Down to the Basement with You, a tribute to the Ramones. It's a pretty fun number. Here is Stevie Dinner for my pal Patrick.
I'm
All right, that was Peking Lights from their new album Cosmic Logic. That was the song Telephone Call. And before that, we heard I do not want to go down to the basement by Stevie Dinner, and that goes out to Patrick. Thanks so much for listening. Hannah's here. Chips and Dip coming up. So exciting to be in the studio. The meeting of minds here. It's been really exciting. It's been a long time. I'm going to close things out with a song by Strawberry Smog. They're from San Francisco. And they are going to be in town in December opening for this great band from Portland called Old Lamp. I think that's called. Oh, I'll confirm later. Anyways, Strawberry Smog, I know that, and they have a song called Habanero, and it's a nice, quick little ditty. So let's give that a listen. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned for Chips and Dip, and I'll see you next week. Here we go.